It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
For our weekly catch-up with Te Pāti Māori, Takutai Kemp and I had a kōrero about Waitangi Day and how last week unfolded. We spoke about how the government was received at Waitangi, Rāwari Waititi's repeated call for the establishment of a Māori parliament during his speech, and Te Pāti Māori entering Waitangi alongside the Kingitanga rather than other opposition parties. We also spoke about the events at Araitana a couple of weeks ago and David Seymour's comments about the day. I'd like to start just by touching a little bit on Ratana because we haven't had a chance to catch up since then. David Seymour has said that he didn't attend the day because it is a religious event. Could you just explain a little bit about why Ratana is so much more than that for lots of Māori?
Well, there are a lot of Ratana faith Morihu across Aotearoa. It's more than just about a religion. It's about another group of Māori coming together to celebrate Tahu Potiki Urimu Ratana and his people. I'm a very proud Morihu of Ratana faith myself. So it's more than just that. And I guess it's always been a movement that has been steeped in political whakapapa and history. And, David Seymour, he continues to say he wants to have the debate. The best places to go are to places like Ratana, places like the Kingitanga, to have hui, to talk with people, and especially those that are most affected, which is Māori. So it would have been a good place for him to be, even just to build relationships, whakawhanuingatanga, but he's not showing or demonstrating that at all.
Moving now to Waitangi Day last week, could you walk us through a little bit what took place at Waitangi last Tuesday and what stood out this year compared to previous years?
Waitangi Day this year was a celebration. It was iconic this year. We know that the Treaty of Waitangi is the founding contract that gave consent to settlers. It was the vision of our tūpuna that we would work together on kaupapa we had in common, that we would self-govern with full and undisturbed possession of moana, whenua, taonga and tangata. And Māori have made it very clear with this government that, if you want to, that we will not put up with the rewriting or erasing of the treaty. So this year's Waitangi, that is every year. There's always contention about the Treaty of Waitangi. There's always many protests every Waitangi. This year we saw something different, and the coalition was welcomed onto Waitangi. And actually it was a beautiful pōwhiri to be a part of. They were welcomed on by Ngāpuhi and iwi across the motu with mana and with aroha. But I guess this pōwhiri stood out for many reasons. We heard the kōrero from, there were leaders that were not taken kindly to. So there was the kōrero by Nicola McKee and the hau kāinga there sung her down because of the types of messaging she was putting across. Winston, who usually can woo our people and have, charmed his way through, wasn't able to do that, and he was told to inoho. And I remember sitting amongst the people, and I'd never experienced that before. Māoridom are awake. Tangata Tiriti are awake. They are no longer going to stand for this government and what they want to put across. The same with the likes of David Seymour. He was too sung out by the nannies, the kuia there, but he didn't stop. He continued to challenge. And then we had the likes of the Prime Minister, who gave us the same speech that he gave at last year's Waitangi, which I was there as well at, and it just didn't lack any guts, any substance. He could have actually used the time to actually kōrero and, I guess, challenge what was said on the paepae, but didn't. So, but out of that, it was an amazing day. I mean, it's going to go down in history, and to be part of that, the Wairua, the beautiful people, not just Māori, tangata tiriti, tangata Pasifika, people that were there that cared about the tiriti.
Te Pāti Māori made the decision to enter Waitangi alongside the Kingitanga rather than opposition parties. Why is this?
Look, Te Pāti Māori believe that this is our space. We are here because of Māori, because of who we represent and who we advocate for. And we were asked and included by the Kingitanga and by Ratana to come on with them. And that is our place, our rightful place, as the only Indigenous political movement here in Aotearoa.
Te Pāti Māori has also been platforming and collaborating a lot on social media with various movements and Māori creatives, such as Tamaiti, who are using their art forms to advocate for protection of te tiriti. How important is it to you to be platforming Māori art throughout this movement at the moment?
Look, our role is to advance Māori and kaupapa Māori, and that is one way to do it, collaborating with artists, collaborating with other Māori to be able to get messages through. Now, we're not out here alone, so collaboration, being able to get messages across, that's what we need to do. As Māori, you would have heard the Kingitanga and King Tuheitia in his call for unity, for kotahitanga, and that's what Māori are doing. Māori are awake. They're not going to stand for this government's policy and legislative change. So that's what you're seeing. Māori them coming together, uniting, collaborating to ensure that our messages are heard. And art is just one of those platforms that we will get messages out to our people.
You mentioned before the speeches of politicians such as David Seymour and Winston Peters and their speeches being drowned out by waiata and protest. And we've seen videos of this circulating and going viral since Waitangi. What do you think the government will take away from this response?
Well, from what we have at the stage, I don't think they'll take anything away, to be honest. I mean, the government's coalition agreement of the first 100 days, you know, this is one of those main legislative changes, is to look at the treaty principles, and that's what David Seymour is about. We heard the Prime Minister say many times that his party doesn't support the treaty principles bill going past select committee. I mean, there's no reason for it to even go that far. There is a very clear message, strong message from Māoridom not to touch the treaty, Te Tiriti, or its principles, or our reo. And if they're not listening now, I don't know what is going to change them. I mean, we are coming together, three hui, three opportunities and big opportunities for the government to listen and take heed. So, I mean, the time is theirs now, so we just have to wait and see. But, you know, we know, and we've seen it happening in the last three hui, Māoridom have come together and they'll continue to come together to challenge any legislative changes to Te Tiriti.
Finally, Rāwhiti Waititi reiterated his calls for a Māori parliament during his speech at Waitangi. Some would argue that in the current climate, the establishment of a Māori parliament would only contribute to more division. What's your response to this?
Look, that's exactly what Māori want, a Māori parimata. And that's actually a right under Article 1 to be able to have, to be self-governing. And, you know, it's just going to be a natural progression. I don't think there'll be any confusion, actually. I think Māori will be very clear about what it is. And I think what won't be clear is around non-Māori not knowing how to handle a Māori government.
That was Te Pāti Māori MP Takatai Kemp talking to me about Waitangi Day last week.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takatai Kemp.